Hey, here we are in day five. Day five, listen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days can go by. And let me tell you something. Something can happen in just a moment. Just a moment. A decision can be made. You know, God encounters us and the Spirit of God calls us to metanoia. That's the Greek word for repent. It means to make a complete turnaround, to turn totally around and then face God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the good news. That's the Gospel of Mark chapter 1. Those are the words of Jesus. The call to repentance is a call to change. Going in the wrong direction. The death code ingrained in the genetics of fallen man. Satan has rights. We're lost. And we're suffering from the pain of our sin and a fallen world and the deception around us. And then truth encounters us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Word of God, the Word of truth. The Greek word, haletheia. It has the idea not only of pure, absolute truth, honesty, but also reality. And so reality strikes, truth strikes, God strikes, and calls us metanoia. God summons all men everywhere to repentance. Paul said that at the Areopagus among the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. The summons of God to the intellectuals, to those in poverty-stricken nations, to the entire human race, God says metanoia. Change, turn around, because there's an answer to the sin code, answer to the dysfunction, answer to the shame and the guilt, answer to death, answer to hell, answer. God loves us, and what Christ did at the cross conquers sin, conquers death, conquers shame and guilt, conquers, well, hell itself, Satan himself. In Christ is the absolute, total answer. So I love what it says in Colossians. Listen, are you reading daily? This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice in it. No matter how painful it is sometime when God brings conviction, but the light of God that brings conviction is the light of God that brings, well, the answer, mercy, hope, and a change. When I read in Colossians chapter 3 today, since then you've been raised with Christ. If you're born again of the Spirit of God, you are now in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, 11 times we are said to be in Christ, in Him. We are seated in the heavenlies, in Christ. We've been raised with Christ. There's the concept of even your baptism, buried in the waters, raised up out of the waters, demonstration of what really occurred. When Christ came in, there was a death to the old man, a death to the sin nature, a death to the old way of life, a death to death by the power of the death of Christ. And so this death that is broken, this sin code that is broken, this chain of Satan who had rights is broken because we have been raised with Christ. And being raised with Christ, now the Spirit of God says, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Well, that's what Stephen saw in the book of Acts years prior to the writing of this. When he saw the Lord Jesus high, he saw the Lord Jesus, the right hand of majesty. And he was martyred for that. Christ seated at the right hand of God. In the beginning was the Logos. The Logos was with God. The Logos was God. The Greek word pros, face to face in eternal, personal equality. Jesus has returned to the glory from where he came when he ascended. Christ, right now, your Savior, is seated at the right hand of God, of majesty, in the high order of Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You don't have to use the word Trinity, but I tell you what, there is in God, one God, this plurality within oneness that is beyond human comprehension. Because God is infinite. Because God is immeasurable. God the Father sends God the Son. And then there's God the Holy Spirit that now dwells in your life. God just calls and summons us, repent. And that means metanoia. And that means change. And that means change is possible. Doesn't make any difference what the addiction is. Doesn't make any difference what the sin and shame are. All of it is answered at the cross. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Now I want you to see what God says concerning your life. Verse 3, God says you died, for you died. That means the old life lived under the power of the sin code, lived under the legalities of Satan, lived under the sentence of death and judgment. That's dead. You died to that. God says you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will, phanerou, you'll appear with him in glory. That mortal body, as it says in Philippians chapter 3, there'll be a metamorphosis, an instantaneous change. That weak body, that mortal, shall be, well, indestructible immortality. But now listen, we're living here and now, and we're wanting to see the dynamic of the work of Christ. I'm going to say right now, there is nothing higher than the dynamic of what Christ did at the cross for total change in everything about us. The sin code is rendered powerless. You read about this in Romans 6. Count yourself dead to sin and alive to God. Why? Well, read the chapter. Because you are dead to sin, and you are alive to God if you've received Christ as Savior and Lord. If you receive Christ as Savior and Lord, the sin nature has been rendered powerless. It has been put to death. Satan's chains and legalities have been severed. Read about that in Colossians chapter 1. And the gift of eternal life has been placed in, but that, listen, when Christ comes in, it includes what has been put to death and the life that has come in to replace it. Oh, it's replacement. In an instant, in a flash, there is a change at the moment of new birth. It doesn't make any difference right now how deeply you have experienced all of this. It's there. At the moment of salvation, everything has flooded in. Christ, a new nature, a new power, a new dynamic, a new direction. And the sin code and Satan's rights and judgment and shame and all the rest, done. So when we realize the depth that is within us, I believe to the core of your DNA, to the core of your genetics, to the core of your human spirit, now alive to God in Christ by the Holy Spirit. Dear friend listening today, there is massive, massive core change that occurs the moment you're born of the Spirit of God. And then God calls us to begin to live that life out. With that dynamic presence, dynamic power, dynamic propensity. That's right, Romans chapter 8, the Spirit of God dwells in you. And it says if you put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, well actually, that's proof that you've been born of the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, read about it in Romans 8. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has been given to us, well, has put to death or has severed the old law of sin and death. So you're either operating under the foundation of the law of sin and death, being unsaved, without the Spirit of God, without Christ, or you're born of the Spirit of God and you now have dwelling within you the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And because of that, God can say, okay, now, put to death. Let's get rid of some things. Now, we talked about getting rid of things yesterday, but here it is, making room for the death of God, making room so that all that has been planted in you by Christ, new nature, new power, new dynamic, listen, even the propensity, the drive, the leading of the Spirit of God is guiding in one direction. And yes, you can live it. Yes, you can grow. Yes. Old addictions. And listen, if you got saved and you didn't get rid of some of the things that were a part of your life, like immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, and so forth, well then, God is saying, do it now. As a matter of fact, Christ in you, with the new dynamic, the Spirit of God, searches from the inside out with the dynamic ability to do so. The Spirit of God will say now, put to death, therefore, whatever belonged to that earthly or that, that nature that we had before we came to Christ. Put to death sexual immorality. Put to death impurity. Put to death lust. Now, you can read those. Evil desires, greed. You must rid yourselves of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Let me tell you why. All of that flows from and is part of the sin code, the sin nature that is directly related to the fallen cherub, Satan himself. Oh, you can read about it in 1 John. The devil's been sinning from the beginning. He led us and we sinned. Wages of sin is death. Listen, but the gift of God, life, is dynamic. Matter of fact, I don't believe that it's white dog, black dog inside of you, as some would say. I believe that when Christ comes in, the sin nature is rendered powerless. Romans 6 clearly, Romans 8 clearly. And a new nature, the predominant nature within you, the living nature within you, the resident nature within you, affecting body, soul, and spirit, is Christ, the new nature, a new law of spirit and life. So when God now speaks to the believer in Christ, get rid of this, clothe yourself with this, it's a call to change, to throw out the garbage and open the door for the fullness of God, the fullness of Christ, and all of what He will, well, there's a great development that needs to occur, a great expanse, which means the radiance of Christ. The power, the nature, the love, the joy of Christ. And so let me tell you right now, don't be afraid to give up that which Christ died to conquer. Give up the junk. God doesn't give us psychological points here and tells us to, within the next 12 years, slowly, progressively, step by step. No, God doesn't say that. You want to deal with the old sin nature? You want to deal with old temptation? You want to deal with old practices? God says one thing right here. Slay it. Put it to death. I like what the Greek scholar Kenneth Wiest says. The word nekru, to put to death, to deprive of power, to destroy the strength of. I mean, that's the word, utterly slay, or to put to death, or to destroy the strength of the old sin issues. I don't care what it is in your life. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what you've given into. If you've given into the flesh in any way, the old sin nature, which is now rendered powerless, but can bring temptation, and if you do go back to it, if you do give into it, well, guess what? You will be gripped by that area, by an area. If you give in to lust, you'll be gripped by it. If you give in to rage, you'll be gripped by it. If you give in to slander, you will be gripped by it. If you give in to filthy language, you will be gripped by it. But if you realize that God calls us not just so you can feel good, but because that's who we're supposed to be. Because this is not part of the nature of God. Slander and malice and filthy language, impurity and sexual morality, all these things, none of this is part of, not only does it not work in life because it destroys life, it brings dysfunction and pain and brings a breakdown of relationships. It's against nature. I mean, we were created in the imago Dei, the image of God, and we were meant to be on the train tracks, like I said the other day. Coming off those train tracks, down into the swamp, into the rocks, well, that's what the sin code's all about. Doesn't work. It's where the pain is. Jesus came to set us free, not just forgive us and then let us be bound by the same laws of sin and death, but to sever us, to set us free, free from the law of sin and death. I am dead to sin. I'm alive to God. And God tells me to put to death whatever belonged to that old sin nature. Whatever belonged to the old sin nature. Sexual morality, slay it now. Impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, malice, slander, filthy language, stop it. Because you can. A new dynamic power is within you. I mean, read about it in Romans 8. Study Romans 8 and you'll see the dynamic new nature. I'm going to tell you right now, if you really want to see revival in your personal life and change in your personal life, revival's all about calling us out of the abnormal Christian life and bringing us into the normal dynamic, the normal dynamic that God has called us into. That's what God has called us into. A new life. With power, with dynamic. Now when you read in verse 9 of chapter 3 in Colossians, do not lie to one another, each other. Since you've taken off the old self with its practices, at the moment of salvation, at that flash of new birth, the old self rendered powerless. Romans 6, God will tell you the same thing. Dead to sin. Count yourself dead to sin. Why? God says so. Because it's true. Alive to God. Why? Because you're alive to God. Christian, come on. Agree with what God says. Let the Word of God dwell in your life. You want change? Get up. Listen to the Word of God. Respond to the Word of God. At the moment of salvation, you've taken off the old self. Now listen, with its practices. Metanoia means that we are turning away from and against sin. Verse 10, and we have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Majesty returns in Christ. This incredible ability to bear the radiant, beautiful nature of God. That's what we're made for. Imago Dei, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now listen, this is only a little bit longer. Close to 20 minutes, a little message, a little shot in the arm. God says put to death. Not hold it somewhere, not put it in the back pocket, not reserve it for a lonely day. You're going to have to put to death the aspects of the sin nature, the practices of the old sin nature. You do this. In the core of your being, God has severed its rule. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has permanently and forever set you free from the law of sin and death. A new operating presence. In the depth of the body, soul, and spirit. A new nature. And God calls you now to participate. Right now. You want massive change. You want to be able to open wide to be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. You want to be able to bear fruit. You want to be able to hear the voice of the Spirit of God and God guide you. You want to be able to delight in the Lord. Get rid of the junk that God says to get rid of. Get rid of the damaging presence and effects of the old practices that Jesus died to conquer. Hey, it's Christ in you. A new life, a new power. Study it out in Colossians chapter 1 today. Read Romans 6 along with this, or Romans 8 along with this. Receive and appropriate, count as true the Word of God, because it is. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.